Everyone, welcome to the Cisco CX Emir Unplugged podcast. My name is Anna Jabłońska, and I am a new in-role customer success specialist. And today I will have a little chat about customer success specialist role with two of my colleagues, Kuba Zabiega and Katarina Pires da Silva. They will share their experience and they will explain what does it mean to be CSS. So Kuba and Katarina, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm Kuba and I'm working as a customer success specialist. I'm located in Kraków, Poland, and I'm in this role for almost 2 years now.
I am as well customer success specialist located in Brussels region. And I've been working at Cisco. It's been 3 years September 1st.
Great. Thank you, Katarina. So Kuba and Katarina, both of you supported clients for a long time. And during the past few months, the reality has changed a bit, right? We all work from home. I have my dog almost all day around me. And as the reality has changed, so has the way of delivering customer experience. So I'd love to know what has changed the most from your perspective.
Yeah, from my side, it required for me to invest a little bit money in upgrading my home office. I used to work all the time from our Cisco Kraków office building. But once I made those changes and improvements and made this home comfortable for working, I started to like this way of driving the business.
Oh, that's amazing. And Katarina, how have you been supporting the customers in this new reality?
My experience is much similar to Kuba's, actually, because I've also preferred to work from office so far. And indeed, it's very stimulating because you have all the colleagues where you can exchange experience with. And it's a very like hand-to-hand experience where we talk with each other about things that we are engaging and customers' experience and how we can make it better. So that's the biggest impact, right? That the communication is not personal. So it's been all a bit on chats and calls. And we had to adapt to that. And so far, so good. And Cisco is been there for us. It's helping us with the gear and everything we need. Yeah, I think we were able to continue delivering a good experience.
Excellent. It's really great to see that despite this huge change that in the way we work, both of you managed to maintain the good level of supporting your clients and still being in touch with all of your friends. And when it comes to supporting clients, I have to share that I already had an opportunity to work with customers, but maybe let me start from the very beginning. So my journey with Cisco started 1 year ago as an intern. And during the internship, I was part of support services collaboration and also CMS collaboration teams, where I learned the basics of collaboration technology. And I had a really great opportunity to support client issues. After the internship, I joined a graduate program, which allowed me to prepare for my new role for the customer success specialist. And during the graduate program, we had a lot of interesting trainings connected with learning the technology. And also, we have excellent soft skills trainings that really allowed us to find our weaknesses and strengths and also helped us a lot to improve them. We had a lot of fun and there was definitely no time to be bored. And a few months ago, I joined Customer Success Family in the enterprise technology. Currently, I'm learning the technology and also I'm delivering some sessions to the customers. So I have some basic experience, I can say. And it's been really amazing adventure, especially because I love exploring new cultures. And also exploring new places is my little hobby. And at Cisco, I can meet a lot of new people every day. And this is pretty amazing that even though we all work from home, I can still meet with my friends and chat like we are doing right now. But coming back to the topic of customer success specialist role, As you are much longer in this role than I am, I wonder, what does it mean to be customer success specialist? What do you actually do?
First of all, it's a technical role. So you are expected to have technical expertise. And to be honest, on the environment that we have, it's a technology company. So it's very easy to obtain any kind of expertise. We have all the materials, all the colleagues are very kind with their knowledge and sharing always with everyone. I would say that, a customer success specialist is a technical person. And as customer success, it also has the customer care side of it. So you have to also be customer centric, worry about the customer, understand their barriers, understand their goals, align with them. And I would say mostly that. And always, of course, bear in mind that you are always in the context of a team and they will always have your back. For that, I can assure it's great. Talking about what we do as customer success specialists, we deliver sessions, so technical sessions to enable our customers to use technology. A customer success specialist can work on a technology focus on several different technologies. So in my case, I've been working on the DNA center technology, the solution. And we work, so a customer that has been working with it, we identify what technical barriers they have or what do they want to understand better. And we engage with them through the account.
Yes, I think customer success specialist is our role. We wear a lot of hats. Yes? So we are addressing dealing with a lot of unknown challenges that are not necessarily defined. In my opinion, one of the key skills that customer success specialist should have is to communicate, ability to communicate well with other people and listen. Big part of the job is simply talking with our customers, trying to figure out what are their problems, what are their challenges, where they are getting stuck. Only then we can try to address their problems either directly by us, customer success specialists, through the sessions that Katarina already mentioned, accelerators and Ask the Expert sessions, or through other services that we are offering here in Cisco.
Thank you a lot. Now it seems very clear to me. So basically, customer success specialist is a technical expert that is there to help the customer to understand the technology or the solution that they buy so that they can quickly adopt or get the best out of it in a quick time. So it's really cool that you are here to guide the customers with your technical knowledge. It sounds all very clear to me. When it comes to your day-to-day job, it might not be very easy to really help the customer to understand the technology. So I wonder what I should do to be a good CSS. Like, could you give me any pro tips, any expert recommendations so that at the end of the day, I will feel like, well, that was a successful day as a CSS. Like, are there any tips that you could share?
For me, the most important thing is that you really care, because there are challenges everywhere, right? And every customer has a different environment, different challenges. And indeed, when Kuba said that we should listen and we should talk with the customer, that's a big part of it, because then you can understand and you can also care about what's happening and address it. For me, it's the biggest what makes a customer success specialist good. And as well, the best satisfaction that I have at the end of the day is when a customer said to me, thank you very much for your session. I've learned this and that. It helped me. I feel I can go further. Or sometimes when you have these meetings after some time, they say, hey, thank you for your session. I was able to do it without the issues. Or there is these technical questions, and then we start discussing.
So, Kuba, What does it take to be a good customer success specialist?
I believe that the most important skill, if we call it that way, triad of customer success specialist is curiosity. Being curious why customer is doing certain things with the product, why they're running their business in this way, not other, what is preventing them from adopting the solution to the bigger degree. The more curious you are also about technical aspects, the more information you can gather from the customer, and then later on you can help them more efficiently.
Thank you very much. And when it comes to your role, I'd love to know, how is your role different from consulting engineer, tech engineer, or systems engineer role? Could you tell me more about that?
We as our CSSs are mainly guiding our customers, showing them how they can achieve certain business outcomes. And often it results with a case being an either with technical support, if particular adoption barrier relates to the technical problem, or engaging our Cisco professional services to do some implementation hands-on work, or our partners if there's a partner involved.
And Katerina, would you like to add something to that?
Maybe I'll put it in a different perspective. At Cisco, we have different teams, right? But in the end, we all like touch hands with each other. We've been talking a lot something that's called a racetrack, and each one of these teams is engaged on a different part of the racetrack. And to start, we have the sales team, the system engineer team, and those are the ones that talk with the customer about the purchase. So what are the needs, what kind of equipment you can acquire to meet these kind of needs. And then it's when it comes, so if the customer purchases someone to install that's when it comes the consulting engineer, right, the professional services. And they will engage on a project, the requirements, low-level designs, high-level designs, and implement and produce a document about the implementation they did, right? TAC, it's on the other hand, right? It's after implementation. Everything is implemented. We are having some issues. We need to troubleshoot. Either it's a defect, it's something that we are not able to implement according to the guides. We tried and we are facing these errors and everything, and that's where you engage TAC. And for us as customer success specialist, we do not conflict with any of those. Where we are is really on the technical enablement. So we don't deploy, we don't troubleshoot, or we don't sell anything. We can tell the customers, if you acquire this, it will meet our needs, but we are not there to sell. Or if there is an issue with the customer, I have an error, we can tell, okay, that can be an issue, you need to go to TAC, but we don't go there and perform log analysis or collect logs or anything like that. So I would say that the difference is that we are all engaged on different parts of it, and we all have our place on the customer's life cycle with engagement with our products, but we are all different.
And when it comes to the technologies, what technologies do you work with?
So the technology I am working with right now, it's a DNA Center solution. There are lots of use cases related to that solution. I engage with all of them, assurance, automation, and software-defined access. So really a complete overview of the solution and everything that is integrated with it as well. So it's my current focus.
Same as Katarina, I'm also handling DNA, which stands for Digital Network Architecture. This includes routers, switches, access points, so wired and wireless networks, everything integrated together with security products like ICE or StealthWatch. And actually, that's the interesting part about CSS role. We are involved in complex projects, and we are touching a lot of technologies, not only specific one. So that's what's making this job fun.
Yeah, so there are a lot of interesting parts of being customer success specialist, as I can see. Now the customer success specialist role is very clear for me. I really enjoyed having this chat with you. And having said that, I would like to thank you Katarina and Kuba for joining this podcast. It was a real pleasure to talk to you. And thank you all very much for listening. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you very much.